Hey guys, this is Rishi Chulani from The Dark Knot, and in today's style episode on Anchor, we would like to talk about matching ties to your pocket squares. Now, contrary to popular belief, what you do not want is to buy a tie and pocket square in the same matching set. Now, if you go to a flea market, you will see that these are out there and they're common, but they're not what us sophisticated, dapper gentlemen want to dress with. You do not want to wear a blue polka dot tie with the exact same pattern and have a blue polka dot pocket square. So what you want to do, very much like matching your ties with your suits and shirts, is you want to look for different color schemes. Now, one of the first color schemes you can go for with matching your ties to your pocket squares is a monochromatic scheme. So you can take a blue tie and go with a navy pocket square, or a pink tie and go with a burgundy pocket square, or a lavender lilac tie and go with a darker purple pocket square. Another option you can go for is a tri-dic color scheme. Here, if you can pull up a color wheel, you will see that if you try and form a triangle between colors, one of the sequences you will get within a color wheel is blue, red, and yellow. This helps you to match, as we've gone over in previous episodes, warmer colors, which are fiery, such as red and yellow, with cooler colors, such as blue and green. So in this particular example, where you can draw a triangle between blue, red, and yellow, you could take a blue tie and go with a red pocket square, or a blue tie and go with a darker variation of red. So you could go with a blue tie and a burgundy pocket square. And finally, the last scheme we'd like to talk about, which is the boldest, is called a complementary color scheme. Now, complementary color schemes are diagonally across each other on the color wheel, which is taking a warm color, such as orange, and taking its direct counterpoint, which is the strongest contrast that there is on the color wheel, which is blue. So you could go with a blue tie and an orange pocket square, but again, you have to be very bold to pull this off and do it with a lot of confidence. Or you could go with an orange tie, which requires an even bolder look, and pair that with a blue or navy pocket square. So again, you can go with a monochromatic color scheme where you take a tie and then take a pocket square of a lighter or darker shade, such as a blue tie and a navy pocket square. You can go with a tri-dic scheme where you pick one of these colors within the triangle in the color wheel. So an example would be a blue tie with a red or burgundy pocket square. And finally, a complementary color scheme is where you choose colors that are diagonally across from each other and hence provide the greatest level of contrast. And so in this case, you could be going with a blue tie and an orange pocket square, or a blue pocket square and an orange tie. Again, this is Rishi Chulani from The Dark Knot. I'm glad to have brought you this extra style tidbit today, and we look forward to bringing you more style content with The Dark Knot on Anchor. Thank you.